Finally, the red Shigat huffed, glaring at her. I thought you died in a snowdrift or something. No such luck for me, I guess. Willowkit, not willing to put up with fox snarls today, padded over to one of the empty nests and buried herself in it, trying to block out the world. After a while, though, she felt sharp teeth grabbing her tail, and she was dragged out of the nest by Fox Snarl.
You will not ignore me, Wetkit, Fox Snarl hissed. I'm Willowkit.
Fine, fine, Yellowkit. Great Starkling, you're difficult, aren't you?
Fox Snarl snarled. Anyway, Froststar's looking. Excitement rushed through Willowkit as she bundled out of the nursery into the crisp air. If this meeting was what she thought it was, then she'd be a medicine cat apprentice in less than a moon. Willowkit spotted Ripple Puddle talking in low tones with Froststar under the high tree, so she scampered over.
I'm here! I'm here! She cried, fur ruffled and sticking out every which way.
Good, Froststar replied, shaking snow out of her thick pelt. I have something important to discuss with you, so try to hold your excitement at bay.
Yes, yes!
Froststar shot Ripplepuddle a look before looking back at Willowkit. Willowkit, Ripplepuddle has told me of your wish to become a medicine cat. Normally I'd be fine with it, but Willowkit's heart sank. You have a special circumstance, and I'm not sure if I'm willing to let you follow such a sacred path after your mother.
I won't do what she did. I promise. I will stick to the code.
Willowkit puffed out her chest. How do you know that? Froststar meowed shortly. How do you know that if one day a tongue catches your eye, you'll ignore it? How do you know that? Froststar snarled.
With such an awful example as your mother, I dread to think.